Did you vote for the 2016 election between Hillary and the Don?
Nope. Well, okay, I couldn't vote.
Why?
Because I wasn't 18. Oh. The vote that I could do was the Joe Donald.
Oh, the last election wasn't 2016. It was 2020. I'm so silly.
For a lot of it, it was because I was misinformed. The media did what the media did, and they just kind of made it seem like it was an impossible choice, and it was choosing between the lesser of two evils at that point. At least for me at the time, I was just not focused on that because I just didn't really know much about like what was going on in the world. So I felt like I didn't want to make the wrong decision, I guess. So I just didn't make any decision. You know, a large portion of it also is just because like I wasn't really around my family that was like really political. I guess you could say it was like all of those factors.
Well, do you feel like if you could go back and vote for somebody, you know who you would vote for?
I would have done the research. I would have done the fact checking. I would have done all of that if I knew what I knew now, you know. It's just really sad because I know a lot of people were just like me in my situation, and it's just like they weren't informed, and they either didn't vote or voted, you know, based off of whatever opinions other people were saying or based off of what they got on social media and just all of these different factors, and it's just like a mess. So we need to do a lot more research when it comes to these kind of important things because they are the representative of our nation and they represent who we are as people, and we need to have the right person up there representing us. We just need to stay informed, and we just need to be on top of each other, holding each other accountable, and, you know, just looking at the facts, not just listening to what other people are saying, you know, not just taking everything that people are saying at face value, just actually reading and digesting and understanding what it is that we're being fed, you know?
Yeah, it's only hard because we have such, like, right now we have a couple generations of people that grew up looking at their screens, like, their whole lives. Like, they just get fed all of their information from the same outlets that their parents were looking at and the same outlets that their friends are paying attention to, and they've been possibly peer pressured into following certain outlets. We're just here to tell you today that you should vote, just in general. It does matter. Your vote is taken into consideration, and we have the say for how this country goes. And it may feel like we don't, but we honestly do. We just don't know how to use that power. They registered us to vote in high school, but they didn't teach us how to vote. They didn't teach us how to pay attention to candidates, pay attention to policies.
Wait, they registered y'all in high school?
Mm-hmm. They registered us. I think it was senior year. They had a group come in, and, you know, if you weren't 18 yet, you couldn't register yet. But those of us that were 18, I remember us sitting in there and actually, like, registering to vote. They had people come in to talk to us and everything. It sounds like that didn't happen with you.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have happened with me, but I didn't hear anything about that happening at my school.
See, that's not, but see, even with what they did, which that's good, but they didn't educate us on like how to pay attention to what a candidate is saying, how to pay attention to what policies, you know, not just presidencies and, you know, the governments, like the big government stuff, but local shit, the state, the city, who's on the city council, those kind of things. Like, they didn't like drill that into us to pay attention to that stuff.
That's what I mean, like drilling, like you can know it like the back of your hand. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that.
Media literacy. Why are we lacking in media literacy? Like, we need that. We need to be able to see, okay, which of these sources are too biased? And that's on either side. That's on either side, whether you're talking left, right, north, south, Republican, Democrat. You can't just pay attention to a couple of things that say the same thing that you already believe on a daily basis. And I think you've been teaching me a lot on that. I think you've been opening that door for me to be a lot more objective and try to look at other sides and see why people believe some of the things they believe that I don't believe.
I mean, it's not as easy as it looks. Like, I be getting
it's so late.
I mean, I guess like the best way for me to like really cope with it is just to, I don't know what it is, honestly.
I guess just remembering the cause, like remembering why you're doing it.
Yeah, that helps a lot, you know, remembering, you know, what feels right in my heart. My heart! You know, we don't know everything. So at any moment, like something could come out and you'd be like, it just flips everything you've ever, not mm-hmm. everything, but like things you've thought that you knew. Mm-hmm. And now you don't know. And it's like, oh, well, I've been thinking about that like completely wrong. Or I've been thinking about that like completely wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I just said the same thing twice. Because I can see
the future.
What? You could get into the future. I can see like where they be coming from sometimes. Like, I try to put myself in their shoes, you know? I kind of just view their perspective on things because it's just like, why do you think like that? Like, why is your brain like that? You know, I'm curious. Like, not even in a way that like I'm trying to like berate you or anything, or just like make you feel embarrassed about how you feel. It's just, I'm genuinely curious about how people be coming up to certain conclusions about things. And it's just like, sometimes it's like really extreme and I know that they're too far gone for me to ever try to reason with anything that they're ever trying to say. So I just have to laugh it off, you know? I kind of have to just laugh and be like, yeah, they're gone. But yeah. You know, but some people, I'd be like, see, you be saying things that I kind of agree with, but then you be backing it up with ignorant shit. And I'm just like, I can't support it. I'm a firm believer that we could get it together if we just talk it out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like a lot of people are willing to talk it out. They're just trying to argue. And I'm just like, listen, I can argue. Mm-hmm. You know, if we need to get it to it, we can get it to it. But
I love arguing.
I am just the type of person that's just trying to have a conversation. So it's like, if you misunderstand me, like, that's one thing, because then we can get to the root of the misunderstanding. But if you're sitting here just saying, oh, you're wrong, we don't have anything else to talk about. Like, if you're just going to sit here and just make me feel like nothing while I'm trying to voice my opinions, then we don't have anything else to talk about.
I'm going to tell you what I think, because I voted in 2016 and I voted in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I would say even for those elections, I was a very uninformed voter. Very uninformed. So, you know, I decided if I'm going to sit this election out, I need to be the most informed that I've ever been, because I know people hate to hear this, but our ancestors died for me to have this right to be able to voice, you know, my say and how the country goes. And y'all can say the vote doesn't count or that they don't care about your vote. Well, I don't think they would have bothered giving it to us if it didn't mean anything. And I don't think they would try so hard to block it.
They would have fought so hard to keep it from us for so long. Mm-hmm. And then, like, do these other malicious mechanisms to try to deter people from voting. It's
a lot. So I decided I need to be the most informed I've ever been if I'm going to choose to sit this out. Even though I thought I knew enough about Donald Trump, I painstakingly did my research on Donald Trump to see, like, who is this guy besides the guy I already feel like I think he is? And what does he support that I already don't know that I hate? But on the other side, I had to look into Joe Biden.
And I was already like, oh, here we go. It's Joe. Mm-hmm. The old Joe.
Slow Joe. Boy, I know y'all seen his ass. Fucking.
Brad, don't do it.
You watch a lot of left-leaning news outlets. They're probably ringing the fire alarm anytime a conservative says anything. They're probably manipulating whatever the conservative said to imply the worst and make them look the worst. That is happening. They're probably decorating a lot of the troublesome things about what's going on the left. And that's not good. You also watch right-leaning ones, Fox, and they're basically jerking off Donald Trump on a daily basis and everybody that love him. We at Keep It 3000, we're never going to come on here and tell you right from wrong in terms of like what to do with your vote and with your opinions. Like, that is yours. We're more just advocating for you to make sure that your opinion is backed up by something. If you're going to say, Obama was a mistake in terms of voting for him, I need you to be able to tell me five things he did during this presidency. And it doesn't need to be five bad things. It doesn't need to be five good things. Just give me five things he did.
If you're going to say nothing, then that's a lie. That's just a lie.
If you're going to tell me Donald Trump is just oh so great and you love him so much, give me five things he did during his presidency. Just at least be able to have those things. Because if you can't have those things, the conversation can't go anywhere.
At least one great thing that he's done for the American people.
If you're going to tell me that Joe Biden hasn't done shit during this presidency, I want you to show me. Because I promise you, if you're telling me that Joe Biden has done nothing during this presidency, you're wrong. I'm here to tell you that's incorrect. I'm not telling you everything he did was good. I'm not telling you anything he did was bad. I'm telling you that he has done things.
And you'd honestly be surprised at what he's done. Like,
I was surprised.
He's done more than a lot of presidents in the recent years, even Barack.
And I'm willing to admit that as somebody who was drastically inspired by Barack Obama, but also just was upset that I wasn't able to participate in voting for him because I was too young. I wanted to participate in both the 08 election and the 12 election. I wanted to be there for it. And I hate that I wasn't able to be there for it. But even I, as someone who really likes Barack Obama and loves him as a person, I think he's a fucking great, hilarious person. But Joe Biden has been doing things during this presidency that eclipses a lot of Barack Obama's presidency.
Like run circles.
Like
laps.
And I still need to look into a lot of the other things Obama has done. But it's like, I just say this to say, if you're going to say that Joe Biden has not done anything, you're not telling the truth. That's not true. Don't decide I'm sitting at home this November when you don't know shit about what's been going on.
And then shit start happening and you're just like, well, why did this happen?
They kind of telling you now. You know what I'm saying? They telling you now.
Well, not even. They're not telling them now. On both sides. Like, with the Trumpies, they so for their Lord and Savior Jesus Trump that they don't even want to, like, identify anything that he's doing wrong. Like, at all. They'll be like, yeah, I have some criticisms, but then won't list the criticisms.
They won't ever tell us.
Ever. And or, like you said, whenever you're asking them what great thing that he's done, and they're just like, oh, I love everything. I love everything. I just love everything he's done. No, name one specific thing. I can't do that right now. I can't think of anything.
You're at a Trump rally right now.
And you got him all over your shirt. Like, you got him on your shirt. You got him in your car. You got him on your shoes. Like, you decked out.
I'm not going to... I mean, I wouldn't ask J.K. Rowling to sign my book. But if I went to a Harry Potter thing and J.K. Rowling was there to sign my book, if you come up and ask me what house is Draco in, I can't look at you and say I don't know. You should know if you're going to be out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'll relate to y'all again. We saw a couple videos of these guys going around asking people randomly on the street about their political opinions, right? And, you know, I won't out them or whatever. I don't even remember their names anyway. But one of the dudes basically comes up to another person. It's like, hey, what's your political opinion on this, on that, Joe or Donald, whatever? And them feeling like it's a safe space to just say my opinion, is going to be a cordial back and forth or whatever. They give their opinion. And then dude is just like, oh, that's interesting. Well, here's my gay black conservative friend.
And Trump supporter.
And like, then he's going to help me tag team y'all. Because to you know what I'm saying? Refute everything that you're talking about.
Because it's just like, yeah, like I got one of y'all here with me and he agrees with me. Like, y'all should agree with him because, like, he agree with me. It's like,
and these people that are very well researched on whatever they want to talk about are doing this to people who are randomly just walking down the street, leaving work or going to get food. And these people are getting jumped into a political debate that they were not prepared for. And they use these kind of tactics to make certain sides look bad. And I'm not saying that this isn't happening on all sides. I'm just saying that these are things that you have to be aware of. when you're watching these kind of videos, think about this. Like, think about, okay, do the people asking the questions feel like they have researched this shit heavily? Does it feel like they're asking citizens who are well-researched in this stuff? Or does it feel like they're cherry-picking certain people that they disagree with that sound more uneducated on it, and people that agree with them that sound more educated on it? This is the stuff you have to pay attention to. Whereas the people that are going to Trump rallies, asking people stuff at the Trump rallies, I would assume if you're at a rally for a presidential candidate that you're well-versed on what they want to do and what they have done. So to sit up there and say, oh, I don't know, I can't pick one, that's unacceptable.
I can't remember.
That's unacceptable.
I can't think of one. Like,
you bought all this stuff and you can't tell me what Donald Trump did?
What did he do?
Listen, that's for them. That's for them.
I want to know.
That's for them to go see. This shit ain't like pictures of the Loch Ness Monster where can't nobody go find out. Like, you can look this stuff up.
That's what I'm saying.
Up.
You better look it up while it's still there now.
Bro, look. You know, this stuff matters. And I understand if you feel like your vote doesn't matter, but it does. That's all I'm saying, bro. Just look into stuff. Be informed with your opinion. It's your opinion. You know?
But you got to be able to back it up with facts. You feel me? Like,
because you having a misinformed opinion, it doesn't help anything. It only harms yourself and it only harms the people around you.
Especially, like, when you know you have power. Like, you know you have the power. You
got the power! And don't just sit there like, if you feel like you disagreed with everything we said today, don't just sit there like, man, I do know. And it's like, okay. If you feel like you know, cool.
Well, what you do? Because it's like,
nothing
I
wrong
just,
with double
I just
checking.
I just want to know what you know. Like, you feel me? Like, I want to know what you think, you know? Like, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard to elect a president.
No, it absolutely should be.
It shouldn't be this hard.
It should be, though. It shouldn't be about what it's becoming about.
That too, but that's what I'm saying. It should take work. It should take effort. It should take a bit of struggle, but it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard, because when you literally have presidents up there lying, just lying.
Straight up lying, and there's no one there that's saying,
no one
hey,
there saying
that's
anything,
not true.
Or, you know, like, what are we supposed to do? The people that are misinformed, uninformed, like, all of this other stuff, it's like, there's really no way to gauge some of this activity, because it's just all happening at the same time. Like, everything is happening, everybody's talking, da-da-da-da-da, it's like... Mm-hmm.
We can figure it out. And if you're, listen, I'll appeal to y'all one last time because we do got to get out of here. If you're left-leaning, if you're Democratic, you know, anyone is welcome here. I know we talk shit about Donald, but honestly, if you're a Trump supporter and you want to just tune in, you're welcome. Like, we're not going to attack y'all. Okay? I'm not going to attack
you.
We may laugh at you a little bit, but
that's,
you're welcome
that's
to laugh at us
it,
too.
Listen.
Like, because I'll tell you what, and this is specifically to Democrats and left-leaning liberals. Like, I'm telling you this right now. If you believe in anything that the left believes in, that the Democrats believe in, you not voting, guess who is voting? Them conservatives. Them right-wingers. Them Republicans.
You know, they got their own stations. They got
They are
They got
voting.
Their own halls. Like, come down to the bayou. Like... They true to this, okay? They've been waiting their whole lives for this.
They not leaving it on the table, bro. No, so
they gonna take their chance.
So, and if you believe in anything about this country and about moving forward and about creating a better place for the people coming after us, because that's what it's about. It's not about, I was just telling you earlier, it's not about me and you. It's about the people that are 5 years old right now. It's about the people that are 1 year old right now. It's about the mothers that are pregnant right now.
Right.
If you have concern about any of those things, you should do your research.
Like, there's just so much information. And even with the misinformation, like, you can gain information. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all a piece of the puzzle. And we just need to figure out the whole picture.
Just because you disagree with it doesn't mean you can't read it, too. And gain some information from it, too. Let's just try to promote more discussion.
Please.
Because looking at each other, flicking each other off, going, I fucking can't stand you. It doesn't do anything.
Why are you booming? It's just stating a fact.
Whichever was so great.
You, here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. America was actually one of the slavery was all over the world. Answer the all question. Over the world. America was, no, I'm not saying it's okay, so why are you saying, oh?
Well, during Jim Crow.
During Jim Crow.
During Jim Crow, the black family was together.
That's right.
The black families was together.
Oh, God.
During Jim Crow.
Enslaved for 400 years? That sound like a choice.
For 400 years? That sound like a choice.
Don't listen to Kanye no more. He not gonna tell you nothing. Don't listen to Kanye. I should know. I got his vinyl, okay? Don't listen to Kanye. I'm telling you not to. We gonna get out of here. Don't keep it what?
Don't keep it a ton.
Keep it what?
Keep it 3,000.
3,000.
Period.
Make sure you vote.
Vote.
But inform yourself on your vote.
Yes. Do that.
We'll see y'all later.
Peace.
Have a good one.